Deseret News, I'm Mary Rose. Even as President Trump hints he'd like to bring an end to the war in Iran, Iran says it has no plans to ease its attacks on the global energy supply infrastructure.
We're seeing continued attacks on energy infrastructure across the Gulf Arab states. It just puts more pressure on global energy prices that seem to only be going up. The top military spokesman there issued a statement warning that Iran's enemies would not be safe on beaches or recreational areas anywhere around the world. This is a threat that analysts had been warning about, that Iran could return to using militant attacks abroad.
John Gambrill reports. Airport lines stretch on as TSA workers remain unpaid while lawmakers remain at an impasse on funding.
Lines are impossibly long at airports around the country. TSA agents calling out sick and leaving the job since they've been working without pay since the Department of Homeland Security partly shut down in mid-February. A bill to fund DHS has failed to advance in the Senate. President Trump is now threatening to give immigration officers a role in airport security unless Democrats agree to fund DHS. I'm Julie Walker.
A bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security has failed to advance.
Pressure is growing as lines get longer at airports and TSA workers aren't getting paid. Democrats did not provide the support needed to move the funding measure toward final passage. Washington Democrat Patty Murray says after the deaths of two people in Minneapolis, the focus is on cleaning up ICE.
The American people have had enough of this rogue agency.
North Dakota Republican John Hovind says the Trump administration has made a real common sense good offer.
As people understand what's on the table, and of course with these TSA lines, I think there's a real demand there by the public.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is SRN News. Americans are no strangers to prayer.
According to a Pew Research Center poll, 44% of adults in this country say they pray every day. Another 23% petition God weekly or monthly. On the other hand, 32% of Americans say they pray seldom or never. This survey is one of many that seem to indicate a kind of schizophrenia in the U.S. spiritual makeup these days. Fewer people say they care about Christianity or any kind of religious faith, and yet many are still asking God for things on a regular basis. Michael Harrington reporting.
6 years after the repeal of Roe v. Wade, a picture of abortion in the U.S. is coming into focus. According to the annual report from National Right to Life, just about two-thirds of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs, and those drugs can be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. The report also finds that half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in law or their state constitutions. This is SRN News. Georgia has become the first state in the U.S. to suspend fuel taxes after the war in the Middle East sent pump prices soaring.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed into law a 60-day suspension of the state's 33 cents per gallon tax on gas and 37 cents per gallon tax on diesel. Motorists are likely to start getting relief in the coming days as the price cuts trickle through from wholesalers to gas stations. In Maryland, House and Senate Republicans are pressing for a 30-day gas tax holiday.
Bill Alexander reporting. Correspondent Haya Panjwahi reports on damaging flooding hitting Hawaii.
Muddy floodwaters from severe rains have inundated streets, swallowed vehicles, and prompted evacuation orders for thousands of people in towns north of Honolulu. Officials have been watching dam levels since a storm last week dumped heavy rain across the state, which led to catastrophic flooding that washed away roads and homes. I'm Haya Panjwahi.
More details at srnnews.com.